Welcome to the Live and Local segment of Morning Edition. It's 8:44. I'm Matthias Jeske, filling in for Mike Hogan. Our guest this morning is Mr. Michael Hollins, Director of Community and Business Engagement, the IXL Program and Academic Affairs at the Univ Medical Center. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. I'll start with your personal involvement with the program before we give a little overview. How long have you been involved with this IXL program?
Well, happy to say that I've been involved with IXL for about 9 months now, and the program is growing very rapidly. We're expanding the team as we really ramp up our mission delivery there at UNMC.
Very good. Ultimately, if you could give me an overview, what does the program hope to achieve?
Well, IXL stands for the Interprofessional Experiential Center of Enduring Learning. That is to say that it's a new framework of thinking about health professions education through more hands-on experiential learning and simulation, particularly in an interprofessional fashion.
Interesting. And I note in my documents here that the VRIA program is the virtual component of IXL. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes. Yeah, so there's many modalities of simulation, and as IXL and the healthcare education industry look to adopt more means of training and educating through simulation, we're also looking to in emerging platforms like virtual and augmented reality. However, since these are in their fledgling states of evolution, there's not quite enough content, and there's particularly not enough medically accurate content for these 3D augmented and virtual reality worlds. So we've found that we need to source talent from the coasts, which we've done in building up some of that content, but we've also started to grow our own here in Omaha.
Which is very encouraging. Would it be fair to say that up to now, in these early years of the 21st century, technology has mostly been used for communication and entertainment purposes, and so now you're seeking to apply it in a tighter focus toward the medical field?
That's absolutely correct. So we're really seeing some of the early promises of virtual augmented reality and even holographic technology that are starting to come to maturity. So the visual fidelity, the believability of the simulations in AR, VR are to that point now that we can apply them to different industries such as healthcare.
It sounds very exciting and encouraging as well. How do you see it grow, considering how you said it was in its infancy?
Well, there's a lot of adoption happening among faculty, staff, and students at Nebraska Medicine and UNMC, and we're also looking to expand our team. So that Virtual Reality Innovation Academy that you mentioned is actually a program that's housed at UNMC that's available to anybody who's 18 years or older, any level of background or familiarity with computer programming, design, different things like that, can learn more about this career. It's an 11-month certificate course. AR, VR, or this type of content creation is for you.
So it's incredibly important for this program that the talent sourced is from this area, even though you said that talent from further abroad would be necessary, at least at the outset.
Yes. So we're really figuring out that we need more people, we need more creators to create the content that there's the demand for within UNMC and in other industries. So we've established this Virtual Reality Innovation Academy as a way of our local community to be able to hone those skills and explore those different career paths.
Well, you make it sound very accessible. Response have you received so far?
Well, it's been a tremendous response from the community. There's been a lot of interest in joining the program. We do have open houses. There's actually an open house tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at UNMC, and we'll also have one coming up in December as well.
Wonderful. We touched on this already a little bit, but I'll officially ask you, what are the portions of the program that show a unique approach to learning? It's a unique program, but let's talk about those approaches a little bit.
Yeah, so IXL is finding that there's a lot more cognitive retention, there's a lot more meaningful team building skills and interprofessional training happening when we do hands-on learning. So getting the students out of the classroom, out of that standard lecture style of learning, getting them to do hands-on things that they're actually going to do in the field when they're working in healthcare teams. So we can allow nurses and pharmacists and allied health professionals and doctors to all simulate and train together using today's most advanced simulation technology.
Well, it sounds ideal. Given how accessible you've made the students, are you able to facilitate at present?
So For IXL, as a program for UNMC, we're able to accommodate all the different colleges. So we're there to serve not just one college, but really all of the different programs under UNMC for that interprofessional training. For the Virtual Reality Innovation Academy, which is the content creation certificate program, we're able to accommodate up to 20 students each cohort. There are still a few spots left, so if people are interested, they can come learn more else's or check out some information on the website.
Marvelous. Well, we only have a few moments left, so let me make it personal for you again. What's your favorite part of your job?
Wow. The innovation, and the innovation that comes through collaboration from getting different people in the same room to think about things differently. So getting computer engineers and artists together with healthcare providers and faculty and academia to look at what are the learning goals, what are the outcomes, what are the things we want to do and want to improve through training, and then figuring out how can we use technology, how can we use new modalities and ways of thinking to improve results and improve outcomes. So it's quite exciting.
The best technology of the present to help usher in the best future possible. We really are living in the 21st century. Before we go, I'll just have you remind me of the times of that open house again. That seems like a good note to leave our listeners with today.
Yes, thank you. Our open house for the Virtual Reality Innovation Academy, if you're interested in learning more, will be tomorrow, Wednesday, from 5 to 7 p.m. And you can learn more on our website at unmc.edu/IXL.
Perfect. Michael Hollins is the Director of Community and Business Engagement, the IXL Program and Academic Affairs at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Michael, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We'll now return you to Morning Edition for the last 10 minutes of the show. I'll be with you until 9 o'clock, until On Point. I'm Matthias Jeske, filling in for Mike Ogan for today's live and local interview. You're listening to Omaha's public radio station, KIOS FM 91.5. Morning Edition in progress.